T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Let's get headlines while we're waiting for Michael Irvin to call in. Let's get headlines with Alejandro Solana.
Hawk, I think Michael Irvin's calling in right now.
Oh, perfect. All right. That would be ideal. I'd rather hear from Michael Irvin than from you. No offense. No offense to you, Solana. This hour is brought to you by Toyota of Hollywood. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Solana's going to try to get Michael Irvin situated, I'm guessing, and then we can talk a little football with the playmaker, who is always fun to talk Hurricanes football with, especially coming off a win like they had Saturday at FSU, which I said before the game, and I maintain this, changes the entire narrative on Manny Diaz's first season.
I thought you were wrong, but now listening to people talk about it, you were right. Beating FSU means a lot to UM now.
Yeah, you get that one victory. Yeah. If there's one victory that, I mean, we'd love to have that victory over Florida, don't get me wrong, but if you want to have that one victory in the season, you want to get that victory over FSU, and it's not a total season off the rails when you get that. And so things feel a little bit better, a little bit calmer, and I think that I think it changes the entire narrative of the first season.
If they finish strong, yes, I think the season will feel okay to y'all. Because Jaren played really well.
Really well.
Against Florida State. If he runs that, you look towards the future, and it is some positive.
That's as a complete game as they've played all season.
Yes.
On the line is Radio.com Sports NFL Insider Michael Irvin, the playmaker. Insider calls, by the way, brought to you by Indeed. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. And playmaker, we are sitting courtside at the Watsco Center because Hurricanes basketball kicks off tonight against number 5 Louisville, and we're getting ready for that. But I want to go back in time to Saturday, Michael. That win over FSU, that's as good a performance as you've seen all season from the Hurricanes, no?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And honestly, guys, I was in the opener, I heard you guys talking just there. I thought that would have turned the whole season for a first season if they would have won that opener. But Jaren Williams and the way he played, as you were just saying, Carl, that makes the whole difference for is this a good year or not. Because if we can get one of these quarterbacks to turn a corner, then this season was worth it in coach's first year because we finally got a quarterback to turn the corner and start making that march moving forward.
And, Mike, that 5-4 record, does the swagger get a little shaky, bro? Does anything happen with 5-4?
Stop it.
Well, you know what? Listen, I understand what you're saying. But the rivalry of beating Florida State, you know, and saying, okay, now we're back at this place. And also getting that game in Old Marlin Stadium, to stomp back on the ground, that sacred ground, of the Orange Bowl is still the sacred ground right there. So, yeah, I feel what you're saying. But I'm starting to feel some of that old juice running again through the veins.
I'm glad that you are. Here's why I really wanted Michael Irvin on today, okay? I wanted to hear your voice after the Canes throttled FSU. This was important to me as a Hurricane graduate myself, and I think Canes fans too. Like, we were a little shaky, and there was some ups, there were some downs, there was some hope, but there wasn't that real good signature win, and you got it. So after the victory Saturday in Tallahassee, what's the state of the U, according to Michael Irvin, right now? Where is the University of Miami football team?
Well, as I say, I think it'll be a rise if we can get this kind of play out of the quarterback. That's what made that. Yeah, it was FSU, and it's a big rivalry because it's in state, and we've always had these big rivalries, and everybody was talking about the game. Even though you look at the records, you still say everybody was talking about that game. I was over in London, and I couldn't get it I texted out, somebody help me get this game, and all kind of information came back to help me get the game, so I got a chance to watch it. Everybody was up on it. But now, what we've suffered from, what we suffered from the last few years, just been that play at quarterback. And we have the skill set players, but the quarterback position has not been what we're used to being all over the years. And I'm telling you, for the first time, I said, now we're seeing that. Now we're seeing it. So even sitting down Jaren Williams for a moment has helped him, I think, develop and do a lot of things. I heard where he said, you learn so much in that sit down because you get a chance to sit back and say, okay, wow, maybe I took some things for granted and maybe I'll focus in on some of these little things. And I think it showed up last week.
And is the kicking problems good, Mike? Are you okay now with Camden kicking the ball? Because we went through Bubba. Yeah, we know we had those problems. Are we set with the kick over down here in Coral Gables?
No. That's still a shaky run right there, buddy. That's still a shaky run right there. You can't honestly say, and I don't think anybody love him as much as I love him. You can't honestly say that every time they run somebody out to get a kick in, that there's not some scary issues there. You're a little bit afraid of that, you know. And that won't go away until it shows up a good, you know, the rest of this season and even the start of next season, some good kicking without the situation we had here earlier in the season.
Michael Irvin, the playmaker, is with us. Who on the team most personifies the you in your mind? Is it DJ Dallas?
I'm so glad you brought it. I love DJ Dallas, man. I love him, man. I love how hard he plays, how hard he goes. And I would say, yeah, you could barrier, you know. But I like Quartermain too, man. I like because he brings that nastiness. They do that on the defense. Because that's what you was about too. I just left shooting inside the NFL with Ray Lewis. You know, we put up points, but we shut people down and we took pride in it. But those two guys that I look at and say, they personify what it is to be on the U. I could take those guys and put them on the team, and they would still do okay.
I imagine anyone who did not play for the Miami Hurricanes does not want to be around Michael Irvin and Ray Lewis when they're together after the Canes just throttled FSU.
Yes, and we were having some fun with it, man. We were having some fun because we're doing this little segment talking about the FIU game. And I was like, we just beat FSU. All you got to do is take one letter. Take out the S, put the I in, and they should get that whooping too. It's all simple. You know what I'm saying? You take it out one letter and insert it in there. Now, what's interesting is you better believe this, guys. You better believe Butch Davis is going to be talking about how those guys were not good enough to be recruited by Miami. And it's your time now to show them what they did not know. Because that's what I would be saying to him if I'm in that locker room, you know. So looking forward to seeing Butch and all that go down.
Yeah, that would be his Super Bowl if he could hang with the U and pull an upset in a couple of weeks. That would be Butch Davis's dream.
I can't wait for that game, man. I can't wait for that game. At Marlin Park. Now why are they putting that game at Marlin Park? Because I didn't get that memo. I've been busy running around the country. I just got back from London. And when I saw that, I was like, oh, my God. Oh, my God, I got to make that game. I got to get back there. That's going to be
interesting. It's an FIU home game, but I don't think that their stadium can handle the masses. And like you said, although it's Marlins Park, that is exactly where the Orange Bowl stood. So you're going to be prowling the sidelines if you're there, man. I mean, that's going to bring back a tear to your eye.
If I'm there in the flesh, or if I'm not there in the flesh, I'm prowling the south. Those were the ghosts raised. The ghosts will rise. That's what we were talking about. The ghosts will rise once they walk in that building because that's the ground of which you won 58 states. 58 states. and that farm thing they got going on in Alabama still didn't crack that code. They didn't crack. They came close, but they hit no cigar. I want to win it 58 straight. So, yeah, that's going to be interesting in a couple weeks. I can't wait for that game, man.
Mike, I got to ask you, Mike, because we've seen there's a meme out and there's a video of you. I don't know what game earlier this year. Which was it with Mike out there snapping Friday night before the game.
Oh, that was before the Florida game. Wasn't where he's on stage game. And he
yes.
was, oh, he was going off.
Mike, are those written? You got to know you're going to go viral, bro. You got too much energy. Are those written speeches or you just go up there and freestyle?
Man, that was a little pet rally before the season. And no, I didn't even know it was going to be that kind of a crowd come out like that. And man, we got around all those people, man, and there were some adult beverages involved. And of course, that thing got going. That thing got going, boy. I was like, love you on the stage too. What's so funny is, you know, it pet rallies like that, man, because everybody's so hyped, and they the amen crowd. So everything you say, they're amening it. And so you just take it to another level. And then they amen that. You go to another level. Pretty soon you're like, man, I'm in a stratosphere right here with all this amen crowd. Man. It's a cult-like. It was a cult-like feeling, man. And we just kept going up and up. I'm going to tell you something, man. That was a great day, though, because it felt like, you know, you want that feeling that felt like old Miami stuff when people would walk in the Orange Bowl. And it wasn't just the team on the field. It was everybody in the stands talking about, oh, no, not here, not tonight. No, y'all ain't coming up in here. That it was that feeling again. And we create that feeling, man, and sustain it. We had it a couple years ago. You know, we got to create it and sustain it. And that's a special feeling.
You ever get that way, though, when there's not a big crowd? Because I could picture you, like, if you were hungry enough and you walked into Whataburger, you're in Dallas, and you really were feeling a burger, you ever make your order that way in Michael Irvin style?
No, that doesn't carry the same connectivity. You know what I mean? It just doesn't carry the same. I don't know if I can raise you up on a patty. I need to put that right here, right? You got to put that ball. I'm around the patties, and I mean, I want that size. I can't get you there on a patty. It's a different thing, man. But when you got that connectivity, what I'm talking about connectivity is when you love what you love in your heart and you can speak about it out of your mouth, that means your mouth is connected to your heart. Man, you can throw out some powerful words and some powerful emotions.
I wanted to grill up a patty right there. It worked on me, Irv. It worked on me.
The patty talk.
Yeah, man. It worked on me. Michael Irvin is with us.
We don't impose it on patty.
Impose the wheel.
Radio.com Sports NFL Insider Michael Irvin. Quickly, your Dallas Cowboys, they got it going late last night. And are they one of the teams that you think could go deep into the playoffs, if not the Super Bowl this season?
Well, you know, they have the skill set, talent. They have the talent. You know, they have the talent. They have the players. But it takes more to win than just talent, man. It takes a resolve. It takes a resolve that I'm going to play a certain way every game. And the Cowboys have shown that resolve. They showed it in the Philadelphia game, you know, when their backs was against the wall. They showed a little bit last night because they didn't start out well. But that resolve must reside inside of you every week. And they haven't mastered showing that resolve every week. They didn't show it against the Jets. You know, they still got a chance to beat New Orleans in New Orleans and even the Packers. So you got to get to a place where you're showing that resolve and it resides in you all the time. And that's where they are not there yet. They got to get that place. But I tell you this, Ezekiel Elliott now is running like Ezekiel Elliott can run, and that gives them an opportunity to go deep in the playoffs.
Yeah, Mike, another big story today was the rumors that the L.A. Chargers, there were talks of moving them to London. We heard Jaguars moving to London. Mike, you just got back from London. Would a NFL team survive? Would they thrive living in London, recruiting guys to London, having an entire team and organization in London?
Let me tell you, man, that London thing was nice. That's all I'm going to say.
I had me a good time, too, bro. I had me a good time.
Yeah, let me. Hey, you know what I mean when I say this? That's a beautiful city. I mean, just beauty everywhere. Beauty on the right, beauty on the left. Beautiful down the back. Beautiful city. Every place is beautiful. Everything looks beautiful. Yeah, you're there. Now, it'll be difficult from the standpoint of the travel, and getting all of that. That's a difficult fault to find out, you know what I mean, to be able to. But I tell you, man, every game you go over there, it's been incredible, man. I've enjoyed every game watching these guys, watching those fans come in with all the different jerseys. I mean, it's incredible how they enjoy the game. And talking to some of the people, I realized there's so much that we take for granted. Because they said, I said, tell me what you love about NFL football. And the guy said to me, he said, man, I took my kid to the first one. And now, whenever a game's coming, my kid said, Dad, we got to go. I said, well, what do your kid know about football? He said, he's learning all about football. But even while he's learning about football, between the plays, at breaks, at halftime, you got cheerleaders, you got people playing music, you got kiss cams coming on. And he said, Michael, we never get any of that during soccer matches. Soccer matches are just soccer matches. Football games, that's an event. That's not just a football game. That's so much entertainment going on within the game. And I thought to myself, you know, I never even thought about that because we get it all the time. At every game we go to over in the States. But over there, it is incredible. It's 3.5 or 4 hours of pure entertainment to them. That's why they come out like that.
And, Mike, I was there in 07. I was with the Dolphins. We played the Giants. It was actually the first game of the International Series, Mike, and I went down some street with red lights over the doors. Next thing I know, I was in a robe. My clothes were in a locker. I didn't know what was going on, Mike. I know what you're talking about with London.
What, was it a dry cleaner?
No, it wasn't no dry cleaner.
A whole lot of information, boy, you gave up right there.
Hey, man, I can't get in the robe, Mike. I don't need you to speak on it, Mike. I was letting you know my experience in London.
Hey, what helped crystallize the whole moment is the red light on the door. That's what I'm talking about right there. So they call that a red light district. Boy,
I was in there, Mike.
You guys are talking about Krispy Kreme when that red light goes hot donuts now? Is that what you're talking about?
It was something
exactly,
hot in there.
Exactly. That's just how sweet it was.
Different lives, man. Different lives. I want to grow up and be Playmaker or Channing Crowder one day.
Is it my role?
It was serious, boy. Hey. Your clothes just disappeared and the robe just appeared on you. Ain't nobody else. You know why I didn't do this. Listen, so somebody came in there. You said, I don't know what happened. Somebody took my clothes.
I ain't fight either.
That is crazy, man.
You guys went to a magic show. Is that what you're talking about? You went to a magic show?
Yeah. David Blaine. He looked a little different.
Yeah, that's my boy, David Blaine, man. That's my boy, David Blaine. Now, I've been with David Blaine in New York, dog. I'm telling you, man, just a while ago, me and David Blaine, Mike Tyson, we were out eating, man. I saw that you talk about getting some women and people coming around. All you got to do is have David Blaine because everybody comes around. And, I mean, the man made a whole car disappear. After levitating, he levitated, and then he made a whole car disappear. I touched the car. And then it was gone. I stood right where it was and then moved and the car came back. I said, boy, this is way too much for me. That is my dude, David Blaine, man. He's incredible.
That's the perfect way to end this segment, talking inexplicably about David Blaine. That's perfect. He had me fired up to grill a patty earlier. Radio.com Sports NFL Insider Michael Irvin. Insider calls are brought to you by Indeed. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Michael, thank you. If you get a chance, you download that Radio.com app. You can listen to this Hurricanes basketball game tonight. Hurricanes in Louisville open the basketball season. We're out here at the Watsco Center. Going to root our Hurricanes on, hopefully for an upset victory tonight. Thank you for making time for us, Playmaker.
Absolutely, guys. Anytime, man. Anytime. Appreciate you guys.
He is fun, man.
Great dude.
I was talking with one of the guys here at the Hurricanes. He's like, so this was like around 3:00. He's like, so how long will you go with Michael Irvin? I said, well, technically, probably supposed to be done by about 3:11. I usually audible when Playmaker's on with us.
3:20.
You lose track of time.
You got to.
Lose track of time. Coach Katie Meyer is going to join us this hour as well. We still got a lot to get to, man.
Guys, y'all got to get out to Loop Back Road, Coconut Creek Chevrolet, and holler at my good friend Eric Nunez. This amazing dealership has an award-winning line of cars and trucks. They have an award-winning sales team, award-winning service department. See how a dealership is really supposed to look, supposed to be run. It is perfect. Other dealers bring their parents and their spouses to Loop Back Road, Coconut Creek Chevrolet, and come to Eric.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.